Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. As you know, I travel quite a bit. Mostly I fly Delta, but I fly a few other airlines from time to time. And over the years, I've flown American Airlines, and I have not been terribly impressed with their service. Thankfully, I don't live in a city where American is a hub. And in fact, they don't have a lot of flights that fly in and out of Seattle. And so they added a few more, I guess, when they, when they merged with U.S. Airways or some of the other, American West or whatever. There's been so many airline mergers, it's kind of hard to keep track of where people have come from. But in any case, my experience with American Airlines has not been fantastic. It gets me from point A to point B. My experience with some of their flight attendants has been not. They've been okay, Delta, for the most part is, you run into bad flight attendants on any airline, I think, but more often than not, maybe because I have status on Delta, they treat me better. I'm not sure, but generally my interactions with Delta have been, over the years have been pretty good. So when I saw this blog post by a travel blogger that some American Airlines pilot was trolling him, it was interesting to me, and it frankly didn't surprise me. Now, of course, it's true with anybody on Twitter or the internet, anybody can pretend to be work for anything or anybody or whatever, and it not necessarily be something that you know necessarily. It's like you assume that the guy, he was kind of saying that, hey, you try that on my plane, you try to enter one of my planes, I'm gonna show you the door. And pilots do ultimately have final say on who was allowed to board a flight or not. So if the guy's a real pilot, there, that's a real threat. But it turns out that the guy may not actually be somebody who works for American Airlines. So let's assume the guy isn't an American Airlines pilot. Does that help American Airlines look better? Because, I mean, people aren't going to necessarily do they might see this guy and they're not necessarily going to do the research to figure out this guy is the guy's not what he says he is. And then there's no way to know one way or the other. Other than the research that this travel blogger has done to kind of say, well, as far as I know, he doesn't believe the guy, but people say all kinds of mean things on the internet anyway. It's like, well, I guess some pilot could take issue with some of the comments he said about American Airlines, but the reality is, from at least as from what I see, American Airlines could do so much better as far as the service on the planes, what their strategy is for, improving things. It's a shame this is kind of the state of airlines in the United States, not specifically American, but there used to be a lot more competition. There used to be a lot more perks, and now there's three major airlines plus a bunch of regional airlines that don't. There's not as much competition, so things are overall, Delta's done okay, but if you fly some of the airlines in other countries, you realize that you've got that the service is a lot better, and there in some cases there's a lot more choices. This is the challenge that we have as travelers, is that yes, there's competition sort of, but on some routes you're basically limited to a couple of airlines, and not every airline flies everywhere, which is the problem I have. Airlines have to make money, and they've got to be able to get the landing slots and all that. But the things they can control, certainly their service and whatnot. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to make a choice to fly a particular airline based on the amount of miles, flight availability is probably the biggest thing. But if that's equal, then okay, then we start competing on service and
that kind of thing. So the whole airline industry could be a whole lot more competitive, not just in the United States, but especially in the United States. Again, Canada's got it worse because you've got Air Canada and maybe WestJet, couple smaller carriers, but for the most part, Air Canada's got the vast majority of the flights there. So the whole thing could be more competitive, and it's just, again, American could do so much more as far as their service and, training their flight attendants and that kind of thing. And because, keeping their employees happy will certainly help keep their customers happy. But, we've all got our complaints about, airlines and every airline, I guess. But this even though this was kind of fake news with this American Airlines pilot, it looks like it still just kind of rings true, just kind of based on the experiences I've had, the limited experiences I've had flying American Airlines.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.